W8EAP. I guess Jack's on his way up to get his Amish breakfast. Alright, W8EAP, standby.
W8EAP, I think it was, AD8FK.
Yep. When I come back again, I have my volume turned down. I'm using a DV switch.
I've done that before. W8EAP, this is AD8FK.
Well, good morning. I don't think I've talked to you before. Coming in off the All-Star node here in Sterling Heights area.
Well, I'm not that far away. I'm on RF. Catch you on the 442-175. I'm at 13 mile de Quinter, so not that far away.
Well, very good, very good. Actually in the hospital right now. I'm recovering from a spinal fusion, so I figured just bring my phone and I can get into my All-Star node and FBI's All-Star node from my phone app. So I had breakfast here, and I know the guys go out to breakfast at 12 in DeQuinder, as you probably know.
Yep, I'll be heading there just in 5 minutes. As soon as I finish up with you, I'll be heading out the door. Meeting with Sean there. He's, if you've been on the FBI circuit, you know Sean. and a few others. So, I didn't catch your first name there, but this is Leonard. My name is Leonard, and I'm here at 13 Mile de Quinter.
Yeah, this is Eric, and yeah, I've known Sean since the 80s. Original Flying Beer member, Useka member. I live at the Selby Township, but right now I'm at Ford Hospital there. I guess it's in Clinton Township, I guess, on the border of Clinton Township and Sterling Heights. But, yeah, I won't hold you up. I just thought I'd catch Jack out here. So, anyhow, say hi to everybody for me. Just tell him Eric said hello. He's, you know, still in the hospital. I'll probably be here for a little bit. So, all right, 7-3s to you. Nice meeting you. Now, I'm sure I'll be catching you again. I'll be on the radio. I'll probably be on the radio a lot more coming up as I'm going through rehab and stuff. So, 7-3s, W8EAP.
Well, very good, Eric. I'm sorry about your situation there, but I'm glad you're getting the care you need. And I'll definitely give Jack and Sean and Phil and the guys a word from you. So you take care of yourself, and we'll look forward to hearing from you again, Eric. W8EAP 73 from AD8FK.
N8VDZ, this is N8WRO, North Macomb. How you doing, Mike, on this very cold morning?
I'm doing well, Tim. It is, yes, it is cold. It's like 27 degrees here, and anything below 67 is frickin' winter for me, so yeah, it's really cold. But I'm surviving it. I will make my way through it. Headed to breakfast with the Hazel Park Club and others. So looking forward to a good morning and a good breakfast with them. Over. How are you doing?
asked there, I was wondering if you're heading out to the cozy cabin. I'm going to be staying put on this morning, but y'all have a good breakfast down there, and yeah, safe travels. It's pretty cold out there. Back over to you.
Yeah, roads are pretty clear. Not much ice around here, even on the side streets. Salt and other things have taken care of that pretty well. And my driveway has finally got rid of its ice that it had developed. That was a problem. It got shoveled, but it still turned from water to ice, and that was nasty. But thank God for salt. So I got that cleared. If you do go out, be safe out there too. I don't know what kind of conditions are further up north there, but they're pretty good here. Over.
Yeah, it sounds like you got a little bit better shape of roads down there. We got just it's a light dusting of snow. You know, I don't even think it approached half an inch, but enough to I'll go out there with a shovel for the walk and the driveway and that later, you know, not right now. But have a good breakfast, Mike, and good to hear you. N-A-W-R-O after you, sir.
Ah, sounds like you got more snow last night. We did not. We did not get a flake of snow last night. But sounds like you did. Did you say you got like an inch? Over?
No, I don't think, I haven't actually been out there, just looking from their window. I think it's less than that, but it is a coating on the, I got walkways here, I'm still in the city, and in the driveway. So it's enough to where, because of the freezing, the cold temperatures, I'm going to have to go out there, and I'll probably just use a shovel just to scrape it down. I'd say about a half inch if I had to give an estimate there.
Copy that. All righty. Well, you have a good morning, sir, and we will talk to you the next time we talk to you. Sad news about John's daughter-in-law. Heard about that last night, too. That's sad. So, anyway, we will talk to you soon, my friend. This is November 8th, Victor Delta Zulu, and I will stand by while I'm on my way to Cozy Cabin.
73's, Mike. N-8-W-R-O, clear QSO.
You going to breakfast, Mike?
Affirmative. That is headed to Cozy Cabin. I'm a mile out.
Roger. I was sitting in the house debating. I'm not going. Here I am. I'm on my way.
Well, that's good news for all of us. Yay! We will see you shortly, Sean. Be well. N-8-V-D-Z.
Oh, hardly good news. But I'm going to make a quick stop, get myself Starbucks, and I'll be there. The biggest thing is it's Ozempic. I just don't want to ever eat in the morning.
Breakfast is the meal that I actually usually want the most, and it's lunch that gets me. You know, I'll come into lunch and go, you know, I really just don't want anything. But, oh well. All right, I have just pulled into the Cozy Cabin, so I will say 73, Sean, drive carefully. We'll see you here when you get here with your Starbucks and after you're close. I will be clear.
I guess I'm not getting a Starbucks. They're closed due to no water. All right, I'll be there momentarily. See you when I see you in a bit. I'll be in it. WUO from W8FU.
N1KRD.
WZ8KLL on the mobile.
48 DB.
WDRC WDA KLL. Or WDA KLL, clear.
WDA KLL, KF8DIC.
WDA KLL, there you are. How you doing, Jack?
Oh, very good. How about you?
Just trying to stay warm.
I just checked my phone. It's gonna drop down to 3 tonight at 12 o'clock.
Yeah, I was looking at that too. Looks like 6 a.m. is gonna be 3 degrees here. Suppose I better go plug in my truck.
I don't know if you can plug it in that Chevy. Can you plug it in?
Oh, yeah, it's got a plug right on near the bumper there. I just run an extension cord out of the garage and plug it in. They say once it gets around zero, you should do that. It keeps the block warm.
Yeah, when I used to drive tractor trailer every night, it had to be plugged up, especially in the winter time. Summer too. I put a plug in, I just go home after that.
Yeah, I don't plug it in very often, only when it gets down to zero. So they say you don't really need to, but it seems to start up pretty good even when it's around 20 or, 15. Doesn't really, have any problems starting that old diesel.
It's got on heat. I know that. But if you place it to the wall, you'll be okay with no problem.
Yeah, unfortunately, it don't. There's really nothing else to block the wind, if that's what you mean.
Yeah, because that's what I used to do. Put the radiator right in front of the building. That way, it'd be warm in the morning. And it does.
So did you get on 20 or 10 this morning at all after I talked to you?
You know what? I kept going on 10. I kept going on 10, going on 10. I got another 5.
Yeah, there's quite a few stations out there, that's for sure. I was surprised the DX wasn't a little bit better than it was. I got the normal, the normal guys I'd normally get, but I didn't get nothing like Australia. I didn't get Japan. None of those guys.
Oh, they didn't come in. I tell you one thing. I don't know how much Afghanistan came in.
Yeah, I'm thinking tomorrow. Tomorrow it's probably going to be a little bit better. Get up there. Usually right around 10 or 11 o'clock seems to be the sweet spot. That and then around 4, 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
You know what? I never saw it 3, 4 o'clock. In the summertime, I did, and I there was a few people out there, but it was a lot of Mexico.
Yeah. WD8KLL for ID. Yeah, it seems you're right. It seems to be in the morning more Europe coming in, and in the afternoon, late evening, it's more. Brazil, Puerto Rico, you know, southern, South American stations.
Well, this morning there was a guy from England. He said he's about 5 miles from a border, but I forgot the name of that border. He was saying it. 5 miles away from the border? You're crazy.
You know, I was listening, chasing POTUS stations the other day on 20, and I heard a airline pilot call a POTUS station. I can't remember how he called, like aviation something, but yeah, he was. He said he was at 45,000 feet, you know, somewhere between Tennessee, you know, and I could believe it. That was pretty funny.
It happened like that guy. I forgot, that's the first time I heard. He said he's a Coast Guard from England. I don't know what he's doing in the water, the Coast Guard in England, talking on the radio.
Yeah, I don't know about that one.
Yeah, I just left him alone, Coast Guard in England. On the radio? Never heard that one.
Yeah, I'm curious to know what kind of numbers these guys are doing to win this contest.
I don't know. It could be on Google. If you Google it, but you gotta know how to Google it.
Yeah, I guess there's a play. Definitely a way to figure it out, but I was just curious. I hear a lot of them, they'll give their call sign, and then they'll say what number, and some of them are upwards of like 3,000, 3 or 4,000, you know, that I believe that's their contacts.
I heard that this morning on 10. That guy was 4,005. I don't know what he was saying, 4,005. What the heck is that, 4,005? Never heard that one. But he was going. I mean, it takes him a second to get another caller out there.
Yeah, some of those guys are really fast. And, you know, competitive. You can tell they're just wanting to get the contacts and keep moving.
I don't know what they get out of it, KFA to DRC. I don't know. They probably get out of it something from whoever.
I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm sure they get some kind of an award. The ARRL. You'd probably Google that and figure it out.
I sure want to have a time for that. That's for sure.
You ain't had time to get your ice cream yet.
No, not yet. It's too early for that. I'm watching this black and white cowboy on a grid.
Jen said it's never too early for ice cream, Jack.
You know, she's right. Yeah, she's right. Never too late. But one thing, you know, at the end of the day, you talk and everything else, it says, you know what, at the end of the day, it got a little bit late. That's when you eat that ice cream. It reminds you of all these people you talk to.
Yeah, yep, you're right about that. So, yeah, we're going to try and get on there a little bit in the morning, I think, on 10 meters and see what the band's doing. I got a bunch of logs this week.
You know what? I was surprised when I see you a second one in the column. The first one, the guy had over 1,000. You was the sick one. The second person had all these callers on a DX, which is good. I mean, that's your first time in the life.
Yeah, I think my setup's working really good. You know, I just I got it down to where I can tune. You know, look at the computer screen and tune to the frequency and, you know, log the guy's signal and what have you back and forth and move on. And it's almost like a, you know, a rhythm you get into.
Yeah, I believe that. And you know what else it helps? That WRL, it helps a lot better from QRZ.
WDAKL for ID. Yeah, Jack, that software is phenomenal for sure. It'll tell you if you typed in a duplicate or, like you were saying the other day, you type in the first couple of call letters, and a lot of times it pulls up the guy's state or country. So, yeah, it's pretty helpful. Plus, you can use it for spotting, you know, for POTA or what have you.
KFHVIC, yeah, it does that, and I found out today when you first put the word or you put the number, exactly goes to that world where that guy is.
Yeah, that's what I was meaning. You usually type the first couple call letters, and it pulls up his state or country, so. Yeah, it's pretty neat. And then you got that leaderboard stuff. And I was a free member for a while, and I think everybody can get on there for free and use the same stuff that you and I do. You know, it's nothing. I don't think you get anything more as being a member. I'm not for sure, but it's pretty good software for being for free.
Yeah, there's like a tryout. I'm sure they have a tryout. You know, you gotta read the fine print. There's gotta be some fine print at the bottom. But the software is not cheap today.
Yeah, I think I'm just a basic member. But I became a member when they first started the program, and considered a founding member or something like that, but they keep adding all kinds of stuff monthly to their program, so they're working on it, improving it.
Yeah, you're right. You know, even they go on YouTube and they update you a lot of things. I have about 4 or 5 YouTube from them.
Yep, you're right. The product manager, Andy, I think his name is, does those live. He was on there doing 10-meter stuff today, I think. I watched a little bit of it, but yeah, they're very, very informative, and they're responsive as far as if you have any problems too, because I did have a problem. I had a, on my map, if you pull up that map, it had me spotted in New York for some reason. So that little blue dot that shows your location was in Michigan and New York. And I sent them a note via email, and they got right on it within a day and corrected it for me.
They're good. They're really good. And that's why I joined them.
Yeah, you can link it with your QRZ page, too. So when you log in the World Radio League, it automatically updates your QRZ page.
You know, just one thing I like to know, to do that. You know, I mean, I don't mind paying $35, but if I have a question, there should be a toll-free number to call, and they give you the answer when you have the question. I try to do that to connect with the QRZ and never disconnect.
Yeah, I don't know as if World Radio League actually has a phone number that you can call. Maybe they do. I don't know. I just never looked. But they're pretty responsive. If you go down when you have it, the app open, down on the bottom left corner, it'll say submit a bug or whatever, and just click on that. And then you just type in whatever you have a question on, and someone will get back to you right away.
Well, you could be right. I never went on the bottom. I always got stuck on the cosine. That way I put everybody's cosine down.
Well, Jack, I think I'm going to turn off the radio for the evening here and find something on the boob tube. I've been playing radio all day.
Yeah, I might as well. Go get some ice cream. I probably had your ice cream. I got to get my ice cream going. I don't want to be without one tonight. So, good talking to you. We'll talk again. And tomorrow, you're right. I'm going to be, I'm going to get up and be there by 9:30, 9 o'clock in the morning. I want to see who's out there at 9 o'clock. It'd be a few people there because it's different time. All right. Good talking to you. KFA, DRC.
Okay, Jack. Butter pecan's the flavor on SN tonight. WD8KLL, we're clear.
This is KD8QL Wireless. Thank you.
Yeah, we're getting no audio there, whoever's trying to key up. KFADAP, the same monitoring.